Throughout history, women have had to overcome societal barriers, gender biasness, and so much more in order to pursue their passions and build a successful business. Despite these challenges, there are countless women who have defied the odds and created thriving companies, serving as powerful role models for others. Hey folks, welcome to my YouTube podcast showcasing the inspiring story of a woman entrepreneur on the occasion of International Women's Day 2023. In my podcast today, I have with me Suniti Chaudhary, who has navigated the professional world with determination, creativity and resilience. Join me as I dwell into her journey, hear her insights on entrepreneurship and gain inspiration from her accomplishments. I hope you will all love my podcast. Do show your love and support by hitting like, share and comment. If in case you are new out over here and you resonate with my value adding channel, do not hesitate to hit the subscribe button and the all notifications button. Hi Suniti, how are you?
I'm doing good. Namita, how are you?
Fit as a fiddle, Suniti. Thanks a lot. So Suniti, you are a director of Aste Infotech, a leading B2B SaaS product company. You are a rising star and an aspiring woman. Now that's an impressive credential you have. Thank you for accepting my invite and gracing my podcast today with your presence. We are all eager to hear from you.
Thank you, Namita. Just a small correction. I handle operations there. So yeah, though my title currently is CEO with Aste Infotech. And it's difficult to talk about myself, honestly speaking. So if it is good in the question answer mode, tell me what would you like to know. And thank you for inviting us on this podcast. And
my pleasure, Suniti. So Suniti, how has your journey been? Can you share any of the challenges that you faced, especially during the early phases?
So journey has been up and down like any other. It's practically a roller coaster, actually. You feel you are about to sign a client and you are all excited. The team starts celebrating. Yes, our first check will be coming and you know how the clients work, right? So then we do face a dip. We do face ups and downs throughout the journey, and the only thing which helps you is be prepared. Yes, it is going to be roller coaster, and yes, be prepared for the up even if it's going down right now. So the challenges, I guess, it's difficult to crack into Indian market to begin with, because we are very price sensitive market. So we are B2B, we are a SaaS product. And as we all are aware right now in the entrepreneurship, India is taking a leap. So there are a lot of people, there are funded organizations who are ready to give you solutions without cost to begin with, right? Just because they would like to raise their valuation with the signups and all, while we wanted to go on our own. So it was a I won't say exactly a bootstrap. We have a sister concern which was funding us throughout. But it was never our idea to give it for free. So we had the challenges still facing, but there is something which keeps us going.
Agree. And in fact, I'm glad that you mentioned the point that the Indian market is truly a difficult market because we are all so smart and intelligent.
Yes, that's right. And still we are stuck. Our clients are stuck with the same mentality. Kitna deti hai? So we are price sensitive. We have to agree with that. So freebies will work with us. And we are still stuck on that. If my business is bringing value to you, my product is bringing value to your business, I would like you to shell out something.
Absolutely. So Suniti, how do you balance the demands of your professional life with that of a personal life, like your aspects of life such as, you know, family, your hobbies, your personal development?
Yes, that's challenging. You just need to learn to compartmentalize things, which is important, not only the professional life, but it's equally important in your personal life as well. What time do you want to devote where? You need to plan properly and learn to outsource whatever you can. So there are, you can hire a house help, you can hire a cook, you still want to have quality time with your family, yes, you can spare that time, and you definitely can find that time if you can step out of the kitchen. That doesn't mean that you are not cooking for your family. If your idea of quality of time is cooking a nice meal for your family, step in, but don't make it a day-to-day chores you need to handle along with the other responsibility. So learn to outsource, do better planning. 24 hours enough to do a lot many things.
Absolutely valid point, Suniti. Because multitasking is important, but also at the same time, smart work is also much needed.
A lot more. Multitasking is taxing our brains, which we realize a little later in life. We think that that's a superpower that we can do, but I am reaching at this stage, I'm not a big advocate of that. It messes up with your mind. Dedicated, be mindful, be present where you are. So you are sitting in office, be in office. You are at home, be at home. You are in a call, be attentive, be present there. Don't keep fidgeting with your devices or try answering some emails. No, that doesn't work. So multitasking might look like a superpower, but it's not. I literally say, don't mess up with your mind. Do one thing at a time and do it good.
Now, since we're having this podcast on the occasion of International Women's Day, do you think we women are seriously, superior in multitasking than men?
Yes, we are. And we are fooled into many things. We are fooled into thinking that we can do everything. And we don't realize where we are taxing our health, whether it is physical or it is mental. I would advise, if I have to do that, I would advise that be a human. Don't be a superhuman. It's not going to help you in long run. It might look fancy. It might, the appreciation you get from people around might look good, but you don't know it's coming at what cost. And so don't do it. So yes, we are superior in many things. Let's utilize that. We are more sensitive. We are more empathetic. We are better planners. Do that. Don't do multitasking.
Two thumbs up for that, Suniti. Absolutely.
Thank you, Namita.
So, Suniti, today women entrepreneurs in India are definitely choosing to lead lives on their own terms and be self-reliant. But despite high growth potential, being a woman entrepreneur isn't easy. Do you feel that women entrepreneurs are game changers? Why there needs to be more women entrepreneurs?
There needs to be more. I'll answer the last question first. Yes, there need to be more entrepreneurs because the kind of energy they bring or the kind of problem-solving attitude they bring, they definitely go in depth and they are facing those problems day in and day out. And that's the reason they can be better planners. They can be better managers. And as an entrepreneur, yes, they do have a solution. And why do they have to come forward? That's an untapped market, I would say, still. So yes, there are few women coming forward, but there are a lot of us which don't even understand a lot of things, right? Though they have the potential, the exposure might be limited, the family might be limiting them, or their background is limiting them for whatever reason. They didn't get the appropriate education. Though I love to see the entrepreneurs coming from lower economic or social strata, and they do bring out the value which is commendable, honestly speaking. And the fact is, yes, we are equal. I won't say that superior, and we are still, our representation is a lot lower. It has to increase. It has to go up. And we have a lot to bring on the table in comparison with our male counterparts. So yes, come forward. And it's in a way, I like that we have come a long way, honestly speaking. If I see my mom's generation, I'm seeing mine. I'm pretty sure that this question will change when my daughter will be sitting over here. So we have come a long way, and let's keep the momentum going, and the coming generations will thank us for that. And I thank my parents for enabling me to reach where I am today.
Superb. As I said, let us choose to challenge.
Yes.
And together we can.
Definitely.
So Suniti, can you share any memorable moments or accomplishments from your entrepreneurial journey that you are particularly proud of?
This becomes a bit of a difficult question. It's because it's like bringing up a baby, right? So your first milestone could be when they spoke a clear, full word, or your second could be when they took their first step, they start going to school. So these are all the milestones. So it is bringing up a baby in that sense. We loved when our first build was out, functional, a bug-free product. And this is the second milestone when we signed up our first client. Whatever small the check was, we did celebrate with the sweets, which we could. So it's difficult for me to pinpoint on one moment as such, but it has been a fantastic and enriching journey, I must say.
Wonderful, Suniti. So Suniti, how do you stay up to date with the industry trends and innovations? And what strategies do you use to stay competitive in your market?
Technology. So technology on our fingertips, it solves all the purpose, honestly speaking. If I want to wire away my time, I have 500 different avenues to do that. I can go to OTT, I can spend my time on social media, or I'll go to the proper, what shall I say, write articles, or the technology is not something which I need to go and look for. It is in the face right now. You just need to keep your eyes and ears open. So that is something which is most important. I would say keep your eyes and ears open. Information, the right or the wrong information is coming from all the sides. You need to have the filters on. And having a decent amount of experience in the industry has given me that filter naturally. So information is flowing in. We just need to filter it out and focus whatever is relevant to us. Keep meeting people, networking, spend time on social media in more effective way rather than just scrolling up and down. You will end up with the latest of the inventions happening in the industry. On the top of it, actually, I would like to mention our co-founder and CEO, Mahindra. He has been a fountainhead for all these things, honestly speaking. He is the man of ideas. And we, as per his desire, we keep a dedicated team for the innovation. Their job is to keep looking for the latest thing. We bring the problem, he'll come and he'll drop the problem in one liner. And then people will start dissecting in the, and the technical and the innovation team, their job is just to look for the most advantageous or the latest technology which can help that help solving that problem. So I would say problems, listen to the problems and keep your eyes and ears open. Technology is throwing the solution. You just need to do the wedding.
So really now, since we are speaking about gender biasness or maybe gender equality, so now as you had mentioned about him, so do you feel like this is something which is my personal opinion? Like whenever somebody says like behind every successful man, there is a woman. I always add into it like behind every successful woman, there is also a man. What do you think of it? Do you agree with this particular idea?
Yes, I would agree on that. At least from my journey, I can definitely say that I got the supportive hand wherever needed. And could it be my husband, could it be my father, could it be my family back home, or could it be my colleagues? I always got a supportive hand. And as I would say, there is the kind of networking in the professional world the men has. We still miss that. We don't have. So that's where that kind of support does come handy. So yes, I would say not one, but there are many of them.
Perfect. Suniti, yeah. Indians accept women as political leaders, but many favor the traditional gender roles in the family. Do you feel in today's generation, patriarchy affects women entrepreneurs? Did you ever face it? If yes, how did you overcome it?
No, I didn't face it, honestly speaking. I have been lucky in my journey. So I could take comfortably a role of a bread earner if my husband wanted to take a break, right? So that's the first sign of patriarchy we would like to see changing. My husband will comfortably enter the kitchen and cook a meal if I'm getting late from office. Wow. So things are changing. I haven't faced, but that doesn't mean that my eyes are closed. I am aware that yes, this does happen. My very close friends go through that. My other family members I have seen going through that. Yes, it does exist, but as per my personal experience, I would say I have been lucky. I didn't face that.
Lovely. So Suniti, Women discrimination at work is a common thing. In fact, I have been a victim of same in my own organization a few years back. So did you ever face it?
I feel that it has been talked a lot about it in a different light than I see. People think that the women are being discriminated against their male counterpart at the workplaces. While I see it, at times we slow down. It could be if you faced that in your workplace, sorry to hear that. If I would have been around, I would have fought for it. So in our organization, definitely it's not at all, it's non-existent, you can say so. We would rather prefer. So if there are two people coming with the same skill set, a man and a woman, I would prefer to hire a woman. So we have good ratio of men to women as well. So that is good. But at times, the question has come multiple times that why there are lesser women in the higher positions and all. I notice many a times the women take it slow. Once they start taking the responsibility, you'll see young girls marrying and compromising in their professional life or stepping into motherhood, again, trying to take it slow. So I do, if I get to know about someone, it's very recent in our company, there is a lady who was not returning from maternity. And I had to put that additional effort to convince her that don't compromise. You have a better chances and you have to be setting up an example for your kids. Continue. What gives you pleasure, what gives you a sense of worth, they have to be there. So yes, it is there, but it's, I won't say that plainly because of the discrimination. There might be the cases, but there are many places where women try slowing down. They do slow down for the different responsibility, their preferences over professional and personal life. The personal life takes up the lead.
Makes sense. So what role do you believe networking and building relationships has played in the growth of your business?
Networking and relationships. Yes, they are essential for business. Whatever marketing you do, and whatever advertising you do, you get most of your business from the credentials which are coming out of your networking. They do understand your worth better than that. So word of mouth, we always knew, have been the most powerful tool. So that's what the networking and building relationship does. So the repeat business is always more valuable, and it comes with a lesser investment or lesser expense than a fresh business. So, and that is plainly because of if you are able to maintain the relationship with your clients. And I'm just talking in the professional terms, right?
Makes sense, Suniti. So Suniti, we women by nature are quite sensitive. And there have been cases wherein, you know, the anxiety issues in women seems to be more than compared to men. So what advice would you like to give women to overcome these anxiety issues?
This is a tough question. It's evident. Yes, we are more sensitive. Yes, we are a lot more anxious. The reason I feel is, one is we are fed into it. We are more sensitive. We are constantly fed from the time of our birth that yes, we are more sensitive. And anxiety is of, this has been a sort of lesser traveled road. That is, in any case, if you are trying to enter a lesser traveled road, there will be a kind of anxiety. So we do get anxious, and it's fine. It's fine to be anxious. It just should not be at the limit that it makes you dysfunctional. Anxiety is okay. It just needs to be addressed properly. Don't be perturbed that you are anxious so frequently. It's fine. Just make sure that you don't cross the threshold of being functional. So up to a certain extent, anxiety is fine. But if it is making you dysfunctional, please reach out for the help. It is very, very important. It affects your mental health. And if it is making you dysfunctional, recognize it. Not only for yourself, for the people around you, seek out the help. Now, we all talk about the mental health, and professionals are there around. Don't hesitate in seeking out the help, I would suggest.
So on similar lines, Suniti, imposter syndrome or doubting your own abilities and feeling like a fraud at work is diagnosis that is often given to women. Of course, even men are impacted. But in case if it is women, what advice would you like to give them to overcome it?
I like it, Namita, this question or bringing this to the fore, that imposter syndrome, or this is a current problem. And we all of us feel at certain point, there is a close friend who keeps telling me that you undersell yourself. And I guess it's not my problem. It's practically, as you have brought it to the fore, that it's a problem of the generation. We do undersell. The reason could be the expectations are set higher, or yes, someone is making us feel less important or less worked. I might not have answer for that, but this is a worth thinking about, that if it is just being done to the women, it needs the debates. It needs the debates at the different level. It's the highest of the level. It has to begin. It has to be talked a lot more in the media, that people would realize that if I am feeling, might not be correct. Someone is making me feel that. So it requires a lot of debate. I don't have any advice right now, but I agree this is a problem which requires a lot more attention than it is being given right now.
Agree. So Suniti, as a woman entrepreneur yourself, can you share 3 tips on how to stay motivated and maintain a positive attitude when facing setbacks or failures in a business?
So I would say the number one is keep focused on your goal while you are still enjoying the journey. Second, keep evaluating yourself in the terms, as nowadays, many places you will get to hear, rather than when do you have to start, you should know where you have to stop. At the same point of time, if you need to do the pivot, yes, do it. If this thing is not working, let's try something else. And motivation is mostly inbound, and comes from you being at peace. That is very, very important. And your peace comes from your environment, which could be your family, which could be your friends. Keep socializing, keep meeting people, and spend time with your family. That should help.
Loved it, Suniti. So Suniti, now a deadly question. What are the 3 things to keep in mind so as to attract a woman entrepreneur?
What is your motive is one thing. And the women entrepreneur, if they are there and they are very, very focused, the first thing they would look for is, I'm just talking the professional term, how it is going to benefit me, right? So could it be, say, in our case, if we say that, yes, we are going to get some publicity out of this, am I going to get the business from a person, or can I get the mentorship from them, right? So these are the few things they would be looking for. And if they get that, it is a natural attraction. It's an organic attraction, right? So what if we are talking about completely in the professional term, it is simply how we are going to benefit from each other.
So Suniti, right? What are 3 things to keep in mind to become a successful woman entrepreneur?
Keep sure you are there to stay. One thing. The first failure, don't step down. Be open for the criticism and the failures. They are going to happen. They are the part of the journey. So you are there to stay. Be open for the rejections, and perseverance, I would say, is the thing. And if I would look for 3, it's okay to ask for help or mentorship. It is needed. Be open for the networking. Be asked, like, if I want to try something, I think that this is this thing fancies me, or I think that here I can do better, or I can bring a solution to a particular problem, and there is someone who is already doing on the similar lines, it's perfectly fine. Go and ask for the mentorship.
Amazing, sir.
Don't think you are the don.
So Suniti, can you share any one inspiring story of a woman who might have made a difference in your life, and we would all love to know about it?
I have a lot of women to thank, honestly speaking. I have generations of the women to thank.
Oh, nice.
Because of them, we are here, right? So my grandmother enabled my mother to certain levels. They all progressed. So I'm right now sitting on a platform created by many of them before me, right? So that there are the generations of women. But if I talk about contemporary, I have lovely friends around. And some of them are awesome, I should say.
So Suniti, now last question of the day for you. What is that one advice that you would like to give to all the aspiring women who want to pursue entrepreneurship or who are beginners?
I don't think I'm in a position to give an advice, but I would still give as you have asked. So I would say, if you have an idea, we are in really good times right now. There are a lot of platforms. So if you would have thought about it some 10 years back, it was really difficult to step into it. There were finances coming into picture. So right now we have VCs, we have angel investing, there is government sponsored incubations. So if you have an idea, if you would like to do anything, don't hesitate, come forward. And while you are there, make use of the resources available. Seek out the mentorship. I'm a big advocate of mentorship. A lot of people lose at certain point that they come with a very fixated mind and get stuck there. Be flexible, be open-minded, seek the help wherever possible. And it's the world is out there, ready to welcome all of them.
Exceptional advice, Suniti. So Suniti, on that note, I would love to say thanks a lot once again to you for your willingness to come on such a short notice on my podcast. I think we spoke just day before yesterday and today we are having a final shoot. So I'm really glad that you came today. You have shared so many valuable insights. It has been so awesome to listen to your valuable advice. I really loved it.
Thanks a lot, Namita. Thanks for hosting me.